You know, when it comes to this concept, we should have this attitude, this perspective that it's out with the old doctrine and in with the new. Now, when we talk about new doctrine, or when people call it new doctrine, as I mentioned, it's not new as in it's never been preached before.
Right.
It's just foreign to Christians today because they have been duped into thinking and believing that their way of thinking has always been the norm. What am I talking about? How about the pre-tribulation rapture? Post-tribulation obviously is like a new doctrine to them. But to them, the pre-trib rapture has always been taught. How about Zionism? How about dispensationalism? You ask any old independent fundamental Baptist, they say, this is what we've always believed, brother. This is the old paths, brother. But here's the thing. What do you mean like old, like 1800s old?
Yeah.
I know that's like old in regards to like the way we live. But that's not very old. That's actually considered new.
Amen.
Because my doctrine, if you want to talk about years, is actually older than yours because mine was actually taught in the Bible.
Amen.
Dispensationalism is a new doctrine. Okay? Look at Matthew 5, verse 43. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. Now, let me just tell you this. You will not find that in the Bible at all. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
Right.
You're not going to find that. This is the only place you'll find it. But God didn't teach this.
Right.
Oh, hold on a second. It says, you have heard that it has been said. Yeah, but by who?
Exactly.
By the Pharisees.
Right.
But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. So what is Jesus addressing here? This common teaching that you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. And according to them, who are the enemies? Samaritans? Gentiles? The ones teaching this were the Pharisaical Jews who adhered to the Talmud. And folks, if you don't believe me, just do a casual study of the Talmud. You'll see that it's broken up into three parts. Jewish supremacy, hatred towards the Goyims, us, and blasphemies against Jesus Christ. That's what the Talmud is. I just saved you a whole lot of studying. That's what it is. You can break it up into three categories. It's Jewish supremacy. It's hatred towards the Goyims. They literally have laws on how to hate the Goyims. How to hate the Gentiles. Now, when they say love your neighbor and hate your enemy, this is what it's referring to right here.
Yeah.
Is this what the Bible teaches? No.
No.
But you know what? Jews in this day, even believing Jews, were so just filled with this doctrine that they carried it out in their day-to-day life. This is when Jesus was out walking with his disciples and, you know, there's Gentile women who wanted to touch his garment or wanted to be healed by him. They're like trying to push them away. They're like surprised that he's talking to a Samaritan woman. Why? Because of the fact that it was cultivated in them to not love their enemies, so-called. Okay?